1. Begin transmission.
Posteriormente entra a tipo aéreo desde la entrada y recorre la recámara, o sea, ya no es de ir con foto por foto, sino ya él pone el video y recorres, o sea, la casa.
Oh, yes. It's true. If you're hearing that, you know that it's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the host of this show, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And what do? Me? I look for dudes. I'm always looking for dudes. And I'm looking for dudes right now. Even though it's kind of warm and I don't want to be out in the sun. But we're going to see if we can find some dudes today. I'm finding lots of grasshoppers so far. There's a lot of grasshoppers out here. Okay, so let me get my camera out. I got the little camera with me today. And what's this? Somebody has put some cinder blocks out here by the shed near the Mati hole. Oh, and I see bugs flying around in the Mati hole. Is there some Matis in there today? There could be. Let's walk around the front of the shed. Yeah, there's bugs flying around. There's probably some Mati dudes in there. I would sit here and wait for them to come out, but it might be a while. So I think instead I'll walk into the forest. See what we can find. There's one other car here. A car that I recognize. But I don't know if that means somebody's out here. Yeah, I hear a voice coming this way. So we're going to go up onto the bocage, see if there's anything going on up here. I do see some mushrooms. Yeah, there's some coprinus up here. That's weird. Why did they decide to start growing? There wasn't any rain overnight. And what else do we have going on back here? Oh, I can see some stuff happening on these logs, like mushrooms could start. Oh, I do see something over there. I gotta move though. Oh my god, there's one, two adults, 2, 4, 6 kids, and they've all got gear. Oh no, I have a feeling we're not gonna see much in the way of dudes today. But on that log, there's some nice mushrooms. I wish we could get to that log so I could take some pictures of them. But there's no way to do that. Oh, well. Okay, so. So what? So let's move out. Let's head into the forest and, see what we can find, if anything. Has one car for 8 people. That's never good. Okay, so. Guess what happened to me last night? Guess what minor disaster I had to avert? So it's around midnight last night. And I don't know, I sneezed or something. I had a sneezing attack and I thought, gotta blow my nose now. Because I shook all kinds of stuff loose in my head, right? And it's starting to flow out my nose. So I go into the bathroom, and grab some toilet paper, because just like 2 nights ago, I ran out of Kleenexes, and I haven't gone to the store to buy any facial tissue. So I go into the bathroom. I grab the roll of toilet paper that's sort of sitting on the counter, and there's not much left. I went zip and pulled all the paper off down to the core. You know, there was less than a foot. There was all of about, 20 centimeters of toilet paper left on the roll. So I blew my nose. And hold on a second, I'm stopping in the spot where we sometimes see dudes. I don't see any dudes around here. So I blow my nose. And then, throw the paper away, and then I grab the cardboard core, the cardboard tube that is the center of the toilet paper roll. And I put that with all the rest of them because, I do have the compulsion to save those tubes because, you can make all kinds of stuff out of them. And so then I thought, it will be prudent of me to replace the toilet paper. And then I have to weigh the option, and this is the strange bit about my life. Oh, I see some frogs hopping around here in the sub pond. But that's about it. So we're heading out to the boardwalk. This is the part where it gets weird. So now I have to decide whether or not I want to go upstairs to the upstairs bathroom where I keep the stock of toilet paper and bring a roll back down, or if I just want to reach under the counter, reach under the sink. I have a little cabinet right under the sink, and I need to decide if I should just grab one of the rolls of toilet paper that's in there, because I always keep two rolls of emergency toilet paper under the sink, and I try not to deplete that stock, because that's the emergency backup toilet paper. I'm now standing on the boardwalk over the water. There's nothing going on out here, as expected. So we're going to head back into the forest. And so, knowing that I have a larger stock of toilet paper upstairs, I decide to go up there and get a roll. Now, here's where it gets bizarro and so typical of my life. So I go upstairs, but in the, 10 seconds it takes me to go from downstairs to upstairs, I forgot why I went upstairs. And so I was standing around upstairs thinking to myself, what did I come up here for? I can't remember. And I thought, did I come up here to brush my hair, or what was I doing? And I couldn't quite remember. This is so stupid. And I couldn't remember, so I went back downstairs. And I don't remember what I was doing. I started watching TV or something. And then about, 3 or 4 minutes after that, I remembered, I was supposed to get a roll of toilet paper. I better go do that. And then the laziness set in. Oh, it was terrible. I thought, no, I don't want to run all the way upstairs to get toilet paper. And I can't remember what my rationale for this was. Maybe my TV show was about to start or something. So I walk into the bathroom and I figure, I'll just pull out one of the, emergency rolls of toilet paper, and I'll remember, or at least try to remember, to replace that later. I thought, well, this isn't the greatest plan, but it's better than nothing. And we're going to pause in our story here for a second to walk into the wall blind. Go into the wall blind here to see if there's any action going on in the back of the billabong. No, there is no action. No action in the billabong. And this little path right here, though, is covered with walnut shell bits. There's been squirrels eating walnuts up in this tree. Walking around Frog Harbor here. Wait, I hear something. As a matter of fact, I think the sound I just heard is a squirrel chewing on a walnut. Where is he? He's right up above me somewhere. I can't see him. Okay, so anyway. This is where we get to the critical part of the story. I walk into the bathroom so I can open up the cabinet and get out a new roll of toilet paper. I open up the cabinet and there are my two rolls of toilet paper. Okay, predictable. I knew they were in there. But before I go on, I gotta stop right here to see if I can find some deer. Are there any deer hanging around right here today? Where's my deer buddies? I don't see them. I'm looking. I don't see any dudes. But with all the people that were in here before me, I'm not surprised we're not finding any dudes. So I'm standing there in my bathroom, looking at the two rolls of toilet paper, one on top of the other. And my brain is like, oh wait, web, big web. Okay, so we gotta find a stick now. Give me a stick. Where's all the sticks? Here's a stick. This isn't a very good stick, but it will have to do. I'm gonna grab this stick instead. Now, where's that web? It's right around here, right? Yeah. There it is. And we're done. The toilet paper looks weird. I'm standing there looking down at the two rolls of toilet paper, and there's all these weird big spots and blotches and all over weirdness, right? And then I realize that the toilet paper is moldy. Why is there mold all over the toilet paper? I do not know. How unusual. And now I am at the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's a turtle out there on one of the logs. He's a good-sized turtle, not a snapper, but a big western painted turtle. There's also a duck out there on a stick, and there's some ducklings hanging around. Yay for ducklings! Hooray! So I'm standing there looking at the toilet paper, and I realize that there's mold growing all over these two rolls of toilet paper. And I thought, that's weird. Well, I guess I better get rid of those. So I go to grab the toilet paper, but it's wet. It is soaking wet. Duh, that makes sense. I mean, it's moldy. It's not going to mold otherwise. And it's at this point I should say that it's the mold season for me. At this time of year, every year, there's a couple of spots in my house where I get mold. And it's no big deal, and it doesn't take much to clean up. So I just gotta be on my toes, and every couple days check for mold and then clean it up if I find any. One of the spots is this particular bathroom. The other spot is downstairs. Alright, so I've walked into the big blind, and ducks on the new log. Oh, and there's a turtle on the new log as well. So there's, oh, I can see two turtles over there. Turtles and ducks hanging out together on a log. There's also 24 ducks in the delta. And there's a couple of ducks sitting on the tree right here in front of me. Wood ducks. And there's like three of them sitting on the tree that has fallen right in front of the blind here. Can they see me? I don't know. Probably not. But they're probably listening to my story with fascination, wondering what I'm doing with all this moldy toilet paper. But being as it's a little bit warm with the sun shining directly on me at this time of day, at this angle, I think I'm going to turn around and walk out of here. Yes, that is what I'm going to do. So, there's not much else underneath the sink. I've got a couple of empty bleach bottles. I have this problem where I feel compulsively need to save plastic bottles. And in the cabinet under the sink, I have realized that there is water. And this is just a wooden cabinet, but there's a piece of linoleum or something on the floor of this cabinet, which is kind of lucky because it's, you know, waterproof, and it's curled up at the edges, and I've got at least a quarter inch of standing water on the floor of this cabinet underneath my sink, which has, through capillary action, wicked up through both rolls of toilet paper, making them a fantastic growth medium for mold. Oh, great. So I then spent half an hour taking all the stuff out from underneath the cabinet, or from inside the cabinet, not a big deal. Threw it all away. And that only took about 5 minutes. And then I had to spend half an hour sponging up the water, because I couldn't figure out any other better way to get any water. I don't have any like waterproof vacuum cleaners or anything like that, so it's not like I can shop vac it out. Yeah, it's not that much anyway, and I thought about getting my mop and trying to mop it out, but then I realized, no, I would pull more water out of there and just push it around, and it would get on the wood, and I don't want to get moldy wood. And so blah blah blah, I had to get a sponge and sort of slowly sponge all the water out. Which, it didn't really take that long, you know, 20, 25 minutes. Not really all that big of a deal. But still. Oh, what a pain. So once I got all the water out, I got my flashlight and I started looking around, trying to figure out, well, where did the water come from? Are the pipes leaking? Is it dripping out of the valves? Or, you know, are the valves weak or something? And I couldn't tell. I got my flashlight up against the pipes, and yeah, there's some corrosion on the U-bend and all this stuff. And by that time, by about 12:30, at midnight 30, I was sort of already tired of working on it, and so I thought about turning the valves off. I thought about turning the water off just in case. But I didn't. I reached in there and I tried to crank them down, but yeah. I don't know if they were stuck or if I just was weak because it was nighttime or what, but I left them all open. And so this morning, the second thing I did after, you know, eating breakfast and everything, is I checked that floor of the cabinet and it was dry. So, okay, nothing leaked overnight. Which leads me to believe that the problem lies in the U-bend, where I saw that massive corrosion. This sink has had a problem for as long as I've lived in this house, in that it doesn't drain well. It's very clogged. And a couple of days ago, I was rinsing out my cat's food bowls and washing them in that sink, And, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, with the amount of water I used and then the massive clog, I have a feeling that the water just stood there too long and it leaked out, dripping out slowly. I'm trying to remember when that was, like 4 or 5 days ago, enough time to let all the water soak up through the toilet paper and grow mold. Great. So now I've got to figure out what the heck is wrong with the sink that's in the downstairs bathroom. And that stupid, it's one of those old Delta weird faucets. You know, it's just this round thing. There's no lever. There's just, you know, that round thing that you have to pull out. And it's really hard to pull out, and you have to push it back in. And when you push it back in, it doesn't shut off completely. So the whole thing has just been messed up from the get-go. And, yeah. So now I'm down another sink. All right, well, that's fine. Whoa, I'm walking out of the forest here, and I'm looking down into the dragonfly pond, and there's a massive, massive frog sitting on a rock down there. He's huge. Yeah, so anyway, now I'm down a sink. Not that it really matters. You know, I've got a couple of other sinks that still work, so it's no big deal. When, why is there a shotgun shell here? Yeah, it's a very, very old shotgun shell. So I'm unconcerned. So anywho, there's people eating lunch at the picnic table, so our matis are not going to come out from underneath the shed. I can still see bugs flying around in the holes. So I know our mati buddies are down in there, but they're not peeking out. And that's fine. Oh, and here's some poop on the sidewalk here. Most interesting. Now, before we leave, I just want to go over here and check the mantis area to see if we're getting any mantises yet. So now after we do the show here, I gotta go home and see if I can diagnose any more problems with the plumbing in my littlest bathroom. I don't know what you call this kind of bathroom. It's not a, I guess maybe it's a powder room, because it's not a full bathroom. It doesn't have a bathtub or a shower. Is it a half bath? It's just, you know, a toilet and a sink. So I need to go back, check that stuff out, see if I can figure out where the leak is coming from, and maybe even, I don't know, throw some bleach in there. Just because, oh, it's wooden, it's old, and it's probably, ugh, it's getting hot out here. Let's get out of here. And I'm afraid that, oh, if the wood gets wet, and I know that it did, then we could potentially have mold growing in there. So, ugh, what a pain. What a pain. Like, I don't have enough crap to worry about already. All right, so I'm walking back over to my car because the sun is hitting me, and it's way too hot. And I'm getting all stingy. I can feel the sun sting. So here we are back in my car. Let's go home and see what's going on there. It'll take me a couple minutes, but to you, it'll only seem like 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. Whoop-a-ba-dee-doo. Redapple-fadapple. Here we are, back in my house, and I'm sitting here looking at TV, and it's something about Bitcoin. Who cares? So let's walk over here into the bathroom and see what, if anything, is going on underneath the sink. Okay, so here we are in the bathroom. I'm kneeling down onto the ground, and I'm going to move my cat's bowls, the food bowl and the water bowl, and open up the cabinet. And here we have where we had our little flood thingy last night. I'm putting my fingers down. No, it's all still dry. Hooray. Okay, well, I should have grabbed a flashlight. So let me get back up here. Walk into the other room and grab the bun spotting flashlight. We'll turn it on. And come back into the bathroom here and see if I can see any drips by the valves or anything. No. There's no drips on any of the, like, water feed pipes. Everything is dry. There is some corrosion and stuff on the U-bend. Somewhere we are leaking around here, I think. Yeah. What is this all about? Yeah. We've got some kind of problem here. I can't get at all angles. I should get a mirror too, but yeah, this looks questionable. And I do know how we could test this, but I kind of don't want to. I mean, the test is to obviously turn some water on, wait for it to leak. Now, what's going to happen if I lift up this linoleum? Am I going to be shocked at all the mold? Oh, yeah, well, there's a little bit of... Let's take this out. It's not horrendous. And the mold we have is... in its infancy and just sort of small and weak and stupid. Nothing too horrendous, but something that I should consider taking care of. Which means I'm going to have to get some kind of mold aside, which of course means bleach. And I do have some bleach right here. And I've also got a little spray bottle here. So I suppose the smart thing to do would be to put some bleach in the spray bottle and then spray some bleach into this cabinet and see if that takes care of the mold, which it will, because bleach is a killer. It kills everything. And check some of these other areas for little bits. Yeah, I got little tiny bits of specks of mold in a couple of places here. So it looks like today is going to be one of those cleaning up the mold days. I should go down and check the wall in my basement. There's this one corner in my basement where mold sometimes likes to grow. Did I check it last night, or was that the night before? I don't remember, so who knows. Into the studio we go. Yeah, great. I'm looking forward to having to clean later. That'll be fun. So let me plug this stuff back in. Now I'm not on batteries anymore. Check my email. Oh, we got no email. What a surprise. What else do we got going on here in my old computer today? Oh, I guess I should probably check the old terrain building website at some point in time, but I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to do that later. Right now, I need to get a nice, cool drink because I'm a little itchy because it's so hot outside. So I should probably say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what natural disasters are occurring in my house. As for me, I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。